And we're back with Coach Paul Thomas, and we're looking forward to this game, the Penny Hamilton Hornets. And tell you, we're looking forward to a game there because I know since Penny has been involved in this conference, or at least consistent play with West Platte, we have been able to take one game away from them in kind of a surprise situation up there, and certainly would be nice to get something like that done here. Penny is, it looks like a good team, but I have to admit, they may not be as strong as they have in the past, but they still look pretty darn good, don't they, Coach?
Well, on film, I'd say they're probably the best team we're going to face, we've faced so far. Just looking at them, I'm real shocked that they lost the Lakers by a point, but, you know, after you watch that game, they had a lot of long runs called back, some holding penalties and that kind of stuff. So, you know, defensively, you look at them, they're big up front. You know, they run the football well. And, you know, then offense, of course, they got the Harper kid at quarterback. And, you know, he's kind of a human joystick, so to speak. You know, he runs all over the place and has a lot of moves. But, you know, I think they're a well-coached football team and do a lot of things well.
Yeah, that's something as usual for the Penny Hamilton Hornets, and they have a huge track record behind them as far as their success they've had over the years, Coach. I know in the past they've had a very strong running attack. I mean, running backs that are, you know, they've went on to play in Division I schools and this kind of thing for the NCAA. And Coach, I know they probably bring that back to the table. I'm sure they've probably brought an arsenal of a passing game too.
Oh, yeah, they have they're just very physical up front, you know, and that's what makes a running back so good, you know. And, you know, with Harper back in the backfield at quarterback, you know, he can throw it as well as run it. You know, we'll have to keep our eye on him.
Well, no question about it. Coach, I know, as you mentioned in our last segment, you've had to make some adjustments in your offensive line. And I know, you know, some of the personalities of your, the personnel that you've done that with, and it looks to me like they're doing a terrific job. But I think a lot of people don't understand when you have an offensive line go down, it's quite an adjustment for people to come in, more so, I think, than a skill position player, Coach. Is that right? Yeah, as far as what you see?
Well, the offensive line, you like to be, you know, have a lot of continuity. You know, those guys are close-knit group, and try to keep the continuity as best you can throughout the year. You know you're going to have some injuries, but, you know, and I feel like the guys that have stepped in have done a good job, Corey Kirby and Jacob Brown, those guys did a good job for us and are doing a good job.
Well, certainly we look forward to some more success with them here Friday night. Just kind of looking to the district breakdown of West Platte, you know, we only slipped down behind North Platte after the last week's game. They are at North Platte's at 4 and West Platte's at 5. And, Coach, it's still a battle for you. You got a lot to play for in the next several weeks. To you know, any surprise can happen here in the next 3 to 4 weeks here, Coach, and just got to keep playing hard. And maybe perhaps you can slip into that fourth spot if your team continues to play well.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we felt like last week going into North Platte, you know, that was a game we needed to win as far as wanting to have a home game this week, you know. And, you know, head-to-head always comes into battle, too, you know. So if we'd have to get to fourth spot, North Platte would slip to 5. They would jump ahead of us anyway because of head-to-head. So, you know, that's the way it kind of worked, you know, and that, which I agree with most definitely, you know, head-to-head. So, you know, even if we did jump ahead of them, they stayed at 5. They would jump ahead of us week 10. So, but we, you know, we need to win some games here and get our ship righted and play with both the intensity that we know we can play with.
So we're certainly looking forward to that as we shape up for Penny versus West Platte on Friday night.